Kellogg, Oakland, California, June 16, 1901. Kellogg. Dear brother, I wish to write a few lines to you. We are now in Oakland attending the California camp meeting. In all, I have spoken 11 times during the meeting. There are a large number of people here, and oh, how much they needed the instruction they have received in many lines. You know, I cannot attend the meetings except when I speak. Therefore, I cannot speak as intelligently regarding them as I would otherwise be able to do. But I have evidence that much good has been done. I am hoping that from this meeting, an influence will go forth that will be higher, broader, and more soul-saving than has been revealed for many years. I have had straight testimonies to bear against the disposition to criticize and against unfairness of deal in any respect. I wish I could make all understand that many times the obstacles and difficulties which seem to hedge up their way are of their own creating. The Lord is longing to see us drinking of the water of life instead of the murky water of the valley. To be in the slough of despond does not produce a healthy experience. We need to shut ourselves in with God. I have a great desire that day by day you shall learn of Jesus and trust wholly in Him. I want you to triumph. I long to see you standing firmly in God. Set your standard high. Commune with God. Let not the enemy spoil your experience. Your strength will ever be in the Lord. Do not complain. Do not reveal a dictatorial spirit. Put on courage and strength. You are not forsaken by God. We must not talk unbelief because appearances are against us. We are in a world of wickedness and crime. We shall feel pressure for means, but God will hear and answer our petitions. Let your language be, "The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." Isaiah 50, verse 7. My brother, do not dwell upon things that are of no profit. Be free in the Lord. Be free. Look on the bright side. You are to be uplifted in God. If the work is hindered, be sure that it is not your fault, and then rejoice in the Lord, even if the experience through which you are passing is hard and grievous. When I returned to my home from the conference, several met me with the word, "You will have no prunes this year. The buds were frozen on the trees, and the fruit is killed. I am so sorry." "Well," I said, "I thank God that it is not anything I have done that has brought this about. I thank the Lord that we shall not have the trouble and the care of gathering the prunes." Let us not complain. Let there be no complaints in our mouth. Let not our lips utter perverseness. Talk not darkness, talk light. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 10, 11. Let everyone hold up the hands of his fellow worker. Let no one talk discouragement. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verses 12, 13. Look away from everything discouraging. I know that it is sad to see the building of the sanitarium hindered as it is, but God knows all about it. I know that the Lord has not been glorified in the management of the Summerhill Sanitarium, and perhaps He will not bless until those connected with it have been through the refining process. Certainly something is out of joint, but we will wait patiently for the Lord, trusting in Him to work everything out to His glory. If His reproof is upon us, let us humble our souls and say, Amen. But never murmur or complain. The Lord lives and reigns. Talk faith. Talk courage. Be strong. Be strong. Trust in the Lord. Walk before Him in faith and hope and righteousness, and He will bring you off more than conqueror through Him that hath loved you.